Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Why are you running now? Why this election?
I think it's an important election, especially for a lot of the First Nations folks in and around the Cariboo, Prince George. I think they can carry the day if we get them all out to vote, and I think it's important that everyone get out to vote.
You're not actually resident in the riding.
Nope.
But you've got connections?
What do you I used to work up here. I worked up here for years in the Fort St. James, Tackle area, and in Prince George.
You're former RCMP?
Yeah, I worked up here in the north back in the 90s and early 2000s. And then my wife's family is from Williams Lake, McLeese Lake, a little bit of Quinnell, Prince George.
So you know the area well.
Oh, I know the area well, yes. I used to come hunting and fishing in the area quite often.
How much do you think, though, the fact that you're not actually resident, has that become a factor, or are people mentioning that when you speak to them?
Not really. I was at a function yesterday, and people just like to know that I do know the area. I know my way around the area. Mm-hmm. I have been coming to the area since probably the 80s. I'm familiar with the area, and I still have a lot of friends here that I've had for 20, 25 years, and I've always come back.
So you had initially been running for the Liberals, now with the Greens, and C-51 is the issue that turned you away from the Liberals.
A lot of it had to do with the Liberals being the party of the charter and having it literally torn to shreds by Justin and friends. That just turned off so many of us who had been with the party for so many years. As a student back in the day when the charter was brought back to Canada, I was proud of it. I was happy with it. It was our charter. And then to turn the corner into an election year, and all of a sudden, a lot of us, a lot of other people saying, don't vote for C-51. And he went ahead and did. And that's just not a good thing.
Why do you think that matters to people in a riding like this? Or why do you think it should matter?
I don't think there should be any agency that has too much power. Being a former police officer, this whole idea of warrantless searches, that just irks me the wrong way. That's just not right. There are steps to go through. I don't think a civilian agency should have police powers. I don't think there should be any overarching powers given to any civilian agency.
There are security threats, though, that are certainly a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But you also see it in terms of the types of industries that exist in northern BC.
Yes.
These are industries that attract a lot of attention. Sometimes
oh, boy, do they.
Do they ever, you know? So what do you see as an acceptable level of security to make sure that not just the industries who work and develop in this part of the province, but the people on an individual level who mm-hmm. work for these industries are kept safe?
That has a lot to do with the security personnel that are on the ground, the local police forces. I think there has to be a lot of tripartite agreements between the local police forces, the local security forces, federal, provincial, municipal. All those have to get together and mm-hmm. have a plan in place. If you're talking about Milligan or if you're talking about Pauley, yeah, one road in, one road out. It's fairly straightforward to have access control, and that's important.
Richard Jakes is the Green Party candidate for mm-hmm. Cariboo, Prince George. He's with me as part of our series that we're of candidates that we're speaking to on Daybreak during the course of this election run. Mr. Jakes, one of the things I've been asking people is we're not sure what the shape of the next government will be, if it will continue to be conservative or if the Liberals or NDP will take power, as it seems right now in terms of the polling.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were successful in this riding,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not going to be part of a Green government.
You're probably right.
So, if we go with that as a premise, what do you think you can achieve as part of the opposition ranks?
Being really loud. Carrying the day. We may not be big, but we sure have a lot of big voices. We have a lot of grassroots support. Moving into Parliament, I think there will be a minority government. I'm mm-hmm. not sure which one yet. I'm still weighing the pros and cons. A lot of the pundits here at UBC and that. If it is a minority government, the Greens will definitely have some input if there is a coalition to bring down a government. I think there's a position for the Greens at this point.
Where do you think that position lies, given what its position is? Projects that affect the environment, whether it's pipelines, whether it's oil and gas, LNG.
We don't necessarily pose. I was at a meeting last night for the Mount Pauley folks. I was quite happy with a lot of the remediation that they've done. They're working hard toward a conclusion. They're being inclusive with the First Nations, with Soda Creek and with Williams Lake Band. There is a lot of back and forth, and I think they're trying to do it right. I know the disaster that happened was probably something that no one ever expected to happen of that magnitude. You know, Mount Pauley probably operate again. They have brought in some of the new sciences for water purification systems, and I saw those last night. They don't want to be in the same situation that we were before. There is some overflow that they're going to have to put back out, but they're mitigating. They're trying hard, and that's good to see. If industry can move forward, any industry can move forward with sustainability, with clean environmental practices, I'm good with that. And Elizabeth is the same way.
Here on Daybreak, from time to time, we've had discussions around Veterans Affairs.
Oh, yes.
And some of the people in this riding have been very upset with the closure of the Veterans Affairs office. I think more so by the fact that they're supposed to be served by Service Canada, but the people who are supposed to help veterans don't seem to be either trained properly, or the process is not as private or doesn't seem to be carried out as well as it might have been carried out with a proper Veterans Affairs office. Where's the Green Party on this? Where are you on that idea? What big noise would you make about that?
As a third generation veteran, both my grandfather and father were both in the wars. My grandfather went back twice, World War I and World War II, and my father was actually in World War II with my grandfather. So we only have about 90,000 veterans left. They need to be looked after, and I think closing of those 9 VA offices is a terrible thing to do to them. You know, they're getting on in years. If my father was still alive, he would be in his upper 90s or upper 80s now. Mm-hmm. Getting to those local offices for the help they need is important, especially the health services, the in-home services, the nursing care home services. They need those services close by, and the closing of these offices did nothing to help them out at all.
The Silcoteen decision mm-hmm. certainly has altered the way government, industry, and First Nations cohabitate and cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we should be doing to navigate those relationships?
Sit down across the table. Better yet, have a meal. Sit down and actually talk face-to-face, person-to-person, rather than this top-down attitude that we seem to be getting. There should be a lot of negotiation back and forth. Mm-hmm. I know the word consultation is thrown around a lot. The word is consent, not consultation. There was another recent court decision in Manitoba where the Capion Barracks again, where the federal government lost again, where they tried to sell it to private enterprise and the First Nation stepped in. And again, it was given back to the First Nations, i.e. consent, not consultation. So the sooner we get consent into the vernacular when dealing with First Nations, the better off we'll be. And I think they want to hear what industry has to say, and they want a two-way street. They want things to go both ways. They want the industry to be successful in their territories. They want to benefit economically. Mm-hmm. They want the jobs also. But industry has to be able to sit down across the table from them a long ways back, not just when you're asking for a permit, but go back a couple of years and work through the entire process. Like Mount Milligan is a very successful operation. Mount Polly, up until the breach, was a very successful operation. And even after the disaster, you know, they're trying their best to make the relationship work, especially for the 183 employees that are left.
The Prince George Caribou Riding has been in the backbenches of government for 10 years, almost 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And before that, the backbenches of opposition. What can be done, what should be done, to give Prince George and this whole region a bigger voice in Ottawa and indeed the country?
It would be my voice. I was just at a summer legislators program in Victoria and actually sat in the House in opposition as the deputy leader of the opposition. And we gave it to the government for an entire weekend. And if you're loud and you do your research like Elizabeth does, you make sure you have your numbers in a row and you do your research, you can hold the government to task. I think I can do that quite successfully in Ottawa. That's the part of the job of the opposition, is to hold them to task and bring the issues. Keep them on the top of the pile. Let's not push them to the bottom of the pile. Keep them on the top of the pile and make sure they're listening. Yeah, I'll have a loud voice. I'm going to be everywhere.
Speak softly, but carry a loud voice.
Oh, yeah. Big house voice all the way.
Richard Jakes is the Green Party candidate in the Caribou Prince George riding. And we've invited all the candidates in Northern BC to join us here on Daybreak over the course of this election run. And certainly we hope to keep you informed on your decision as you move towards October 19th. Richard Jakes, thank you so much for your time on Daybreak, and best of luck with your campaign, sir.
Thanks for having me. It was